From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The North's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the country. North Korea boasted that its latest missile test in late July showed the world that, quote, the entire U.S. mainland is in our firing range. North Korea's response to the new U.N. sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step it could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
President Trump spoke with Mr. Tillerson about North Korea for an hour. Trump has demanded quick implementation of the new sanctions, which are aimed at curbing North Korea's exports of coal, iron, and lead, and seafood. 12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday, in violence surrounding the city's central prison. A police spokesman said 4 members of a sect and 8 others had been killed by stray bullets. Police blamed the violence on a separatist sect, members of which stormed Kinshasa's main prison in May. This is VOA News. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta has urged his country's voters to cast their ballots in peace and make Kenya's founding fathers proud of them. In one of the most closely watched races on the African continent, Kenyatta is facing off against his longtime rival, the opposition leader Raila Odinga, in Tuesday's presidential vote. The race is projected to be tight. Kenyatta urged citizens to go home after they vote, shake their neighbor's hand, have something to eat, and wait for the election results together. The VOA's Jill Craig in Nairobi reports the killing of an election official a week before the vote has some observers worried.
The race between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is projected to be tight. Some, like Kenyan political writer and commentator Barack Maluka, argue the candidates haven't stopped campaigning since the last election in 2013 that also pitted them against each other.
So there's a sense in which the elections have occupied the collective national consciousness of the Kenyan citizen and the voter. So it's a big deal.
Complicating matters is the recent killing of the Electoral Commission's technology chief, Chris Masondo, whose autopsy results show he was tortured and strangled. Kenyans hope these elections will be violence-free. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 100 children fleeing areas controlled by Al-Shabaab militants in central Somalia have arrived in the coastal town of Adale, seeking the government's protection. Adale is a key trading town in the Middle Shabelle region, 220 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Families in the town have offered to take 2 or 3 children to stay with them until the Somali government and regional authorities can decide what will be done with the children. A vote of no confidence in South African President Jacob Zuma will take place Tuesday via secret ballot. The vote against the increasingly unpopular and scandal-plagued leader will mark the 8th parliamentary attempt to remove him from power. And the United Nations says it is investigating reports that insurgents have massacred dozens of people, mostly civilians, in northern Afghanistan in recent days. The provincial governor accused the Taliban of torching houses of civilians and killing more than 40 people, including women and children. Some members of a minority community were reportedly beheaded. A Taliban spokesman has rejected the allegations. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.